This is program number LW2693. Well, you know, today it seems that we are walking on the very brink of great suffering. Hi, this is Larry West. While we live in the most technologically advanced civilization the world has ever known, we have more suffering going on now than you and I at first glance might believe. You see, when a society of people becomes more competent, more fast-moving, and when it seeks greater productivity, and ask any blue-collar worker these days if productivity isn't the name of the game, then we find that there are those who just can't meet those standards. And when they can't, they are shoved aside, and they end up hurt. In some cases, it's those who immigrate to our land, people who look different, who come from a slower-paced society, people who can't speak our language. It's also the handicapped, the mentally ill, the elderly. It's also true for those who are caught in the ghettos, who are pushed into institutions, who are locked up in prisons. For them, our world is a world where there is not much hope. You and I, if we're able to cope with the pressures, have a tendency to look at those among us who have more than we do, and our drive is to be more like them. What's difficult is to look at those others, those who have less than we do, and to want to share with them. We don't want to do that. Think about this today. The faster we move in our pace of living, the less we feel what I would like to call a community relationship. That is, when we get so wrapped up in our busy schedules, in making more money so we can buy more cars, when we come home frustrated because the company we work for has shouted all day for us to produce, then we lose our ability to care for other people. And those who are weaker among us, we push aside. And we lose our ability to be sensitive to their needs. Now, in a real sense, we're no different than they are. We get hurt, they get hurt. But when the stronger get hurt, they often take out their frustrations on the weaker. Got a story for you. Maybe you can find yourself in this story somewhere. One day, the foreman down at the factory yelled at a worker unjustly, but the worker was afraid to retaliate. He was afraid he'd be fired right there on the spot. So he carried his hurt home. His wife that night was late getting the meal on the table, so he lashed out at her. She, frightened, didn't dare retaliate. She was afraid that he would go out and get drunk and come home and beat her up. So marching to the kitchen, she yelled at the kid. Well, the kid wasn't about to retaliate. He didn't want to get a whack across the mouth. So he rushed out and kicked the dog. The dog turned to find the cat, and then the story ends up in the death of a mouse. Really, that story takes place every day in this breakneck pace society we live in. And there are lots of people among us, the weaker ones, who end up like the mouse. When we get hurt, those of us who are able to cope, we often turn and find someone weaker. And we can always find someone weaker to take our frustrations out on. Got a challenge for you today. Let's develop some community fever. I mean, let's look out for each other, caring specifically for the weak among us. When we are so concerned about productivity that we lose the value of each other, then our days make no sense. The weak person is at the very heart of community. Let's take care of him. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, instead of trying to become the best, if we sought just to walk with others, we would discover really the meaning of what life really is all about. Talking about weak little children, Jesus Christ Himself one day said, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me." Think about that one today. I have a Bible study course that I'd sure like to send to you. It's new. It's called, "For God So Loved You." I'm sure glad that God looks after the weak. Aren't you? "For God So Loved You." It's a Bible study course. You can study it at your own leisure time in the privacy of your own home. And it's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.